All right. I appreciate the work that you have done for this course. I know no one is forcing you to keep going, and yet you do, and I really appreciate it. If you've made it this far in this class, congratulations. There's a few odds and ends that I want to talk about in this next week, and one of them is probably, could be the most important thing. The seven connections and enterprise, if you took the Getting Started class, which you had to do to be able to take this class, then you know something about the seven connections. And I want to apply the seven connections to enterprise. How do those things go together? So if you remember the seven connections, it starts off with the question, what is your spiritual dream? And I talked about that in other videos here in this class as well. And we talked about how people tend to answer in a few different ways. Number one, they talk about their connection to God. They talk about their connection to people. And in the end, we talked about how people need a walk with God. Ultimately, every person needs their own talking, listening, repeatedly walk with God. Talking, prayer, listening, a lot of different ways, but the most consistent way is through the Word of God. So people need a personal devotional life. And then people need a walk with God and family and friends. That's those seven connections. So you need a walk with God, you need a walk with your spouse, you need a walk with your kids, you need to be supported in a small group or friends that support you in this walk. You need to be a part of a church community or a network of house churches, something that holds you to your walk with God. You need to be connected with what God is doing all over the world. And finally, you need to be sharing that walk with others. So help others get a walk with God. That's all part of this whole seven connections, what is your spiritual dream thing. Well, another way to ask the thing or to take that same question is to ask it about your finances, about enterprise. What is your financial dream? Well, you can almost follow the same metric that we followed when I asked, what is your spiritual dream? Our spiritual dream is to connect to God, to connect to others, and to share that walk with others. So our financial dream is maybe number one, first of all, to give back to God. That's part of my dream is to give to God what He's given to me out of gratitude. I want to use what God has given to me for His glory. So I want to give back to God. Secondly, I want to provide for my family. So in the spiritual dream, I want to have a walk with my family. In the financial dream, I want to provide for my family. I want to give to God. I want my money and what I do with enterprise to support His kingdom. But I also want to support my family, the family that God has given me. And third, finally, I want to provide an opportunity for others. That's what enterprise does. Enterprise provides an opportunity for others to succeed. In fact, your enterprise will not succeed unless what you do helps other people. What kills our financial dream? What gets in the way of that dream? Sin. Remember, sin are those things that cause brokenness between us and God and us and the people around us. Sin is the thing that disrupts everything, including our finances. Genesis 3, then the eyes of both of them were open. They realized they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees in the gardens. Two things happened when Adam and Eve fell into sin. They hid from each other, and they hid from God when God came around. So the dream is to connect to God, to connect to the people around us. Our financial dream is to give back to God, to help share our finances with those around us and give them opportunity. But sin destroys both. Sin gets in the way of giving back to God. Sin gets in the way of me helping my family, and I get selfish and it's all for me, and I get self-absorbed. What kills our financial dream? How does that sin get manifested? First of all, debt. You go into debt, and debt haunts you like a plague. You know, you buy something now, but that debt follows you for years and limits you in terms of opportunities and the challenges in front of you. What kills our financial dream? No job. Don't have a job. You don't have, you get up in the morning, there's nothing to do. There's no income coming in. What kills our financial dream? This thought that I have no skills. I don't know what I could do. I'm not really good at anything. So I feel like I can't do anything. Or no education. I don't know what to do. That's why some of you are taking CLI. And taking these classes, we've heard testimonies all over of people taking classes at CLI that they end up feeling good about themselves. I'm actually doing something and I've discovered I can do it. Number five, no faith. I don't think I don't believe that God is going to use me. Someone like me, my past, the things I've been through, no, God doesn't use people like me. Or no team. I don't have the right connections. I don't have the right people that I know. Other people seem to be connected. You know, Bill Gates starts one of the biggest companies in the world, but his mother was on the board of IBM. My mother's not on the board of IBM. How am I going to do it? What can bring new life to your financial dream? Okay, your financial dream maybe is dead or dying. What can bring new life to it? Grace. Grace is always the answer. In our spiritual dream, we're disconnected from each other. We're disconnected from God. We're hiding when God comes around. We're hiding when people, there's brokenness. We need the grace of God. That's why Jesus died on the cross, to give us the grace so we can come out of the darkness. We can come out of the hiding from each other and from God. Philippians 1, verse 4. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Has God begun a good work in you? If he has begun a good work in you and you sense that, he will carry it out to completion. Connection one, God. Connection one is our connection to God, talking and listening to him, our devotional life with him. If we apply this to our finances and to the enterprise, Matthew 6:33 comes to mind. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So if you want to get on board with God, with your enterprise, you have to first seek his kingdom, not your kingdom. It's not your enterprise. The thing that you're starting is not yours. It's God's enterprise. You are the steward of it. Connection two is marriage. How does enterprise and connection two go together? Genesis 2, verse 22 and 24. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of man. He brought her to the man. The man said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. That's why a man leaves his father and mother, and he's united to his wife, and they become one flesh. They become one. The one flesh of the man and the woman reflect the mystery of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The two in one reflected from the three in one. So how does this relate to enterprise and finances and so? Get on the same financial page. Husband and wife need to be on the same financial page. I hear often that husbands and wives are on their own financial page. That when a husband and wife, and they both have separate jobs, often they have separate bank accounts. You know, this is her money, this is his money. Who's going to pay for this? Who's going to pay for that? I'll pay for this, you pay for this, and it's nothing but fighting. In my household, my money, my wife's money, it's all our money. In fact, it's not our money. It's the money that God has given us to be stewards of. That's it. And the business and the enterprise that we do, all these things are part of what God has given to us. We're stewards together. We have to, if we're going to be one, we have to be one with our finances and our enterprise as well. Connection three, the family. Get on the same financial page as a family. Maybe find something that you can do together. Why not have an enterprise together with the family? Connection 4 is your support group. Acts 2, 42 through 47, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. This is the early church. And to fellowship, and to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They shared. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. The church grew because they were together. The thing, the phrase in this thing that I always missed, I mean, I knew this verse, you know, ever since seminary, you know, all my life I knew this verse. This is the early church. This is the closeness of the original church. But there's one word that I never caught until many years later. And that's the word every day. They sold property, possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. Every day. When I look back at my life, it's the relationships that I had with people that was every day that counted and mattered. The people I discipled and I connected with them almost every single day. That's what made a difference. Connection 4 is the support. If you're going to start an enterprise, if you're going to do this thing and start a business because you want to do ministry, you want a tent maker, whatever it is that your vision is, you need the support of people around you. You need everyday kind of relationships in order to succeed. Connection 5 is the church. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. There's a lot of people are in the habit of not meeting together. Church attendance is one of those things. People get up on a Sunday morning and they decide that morning whether they're going to go. You know, this Sunday, I don't know. We feel tired or we're going to do something else. And that habit is breaking. Must have been a problem in the early church too. Paul says, continue to meet. Don't skip. This is your support group. We go to church not just to give praise to God, but because being a part of that group encourages and gets us through the next week. If you're going to start something, an enterprise, you need good Christian people around you to help pull you through. Connection 6 is the kingdom. You know what God is doing everywhere. 1 Thessalonians, I love this, the beginning of this letter that Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica. He says, "For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you, not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and a deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. So you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere." See, we're connected to a worldwide movement. I can go anywhere in the world, and just by that being a part of the body of Christ, I am welcome. I used to work for the Bible League. We went all over the world. It didn't matter where I would go. There are people that will give me a place to sleep. There are people that will feed me. That people will instantly connect to me because I'm connected to all of that. As you do your enterprise, you're not just doing this alone. You're part of a vast movement. Stay connected to that vast movement. Finally, connection 7 is the world, that part of the world we're connected to that does not know Christ. 1 Corinthians 9, 21 through 23. "To those not having the law, I became like not one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law. So as to win those not having the law, to the weak I became the weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings." So Paul is his attitude is, I'm out there in the world, I'm doing what I'm doing. Remember, he was a tent maker. He made a living making tents. Sometimes he was supported by the churches, sometimes he wasn't. But he was out there making tents, he was connecting to a world. He was connecting to people who worked. Maybe one of the secrets of Paul's ability to reach people was he reached them where they were. I'm a worker too. I have to take care of myself too. And he witnessed in his tent making. When he got thrown in prison in Rome, he converted the people that were holding him there. So, you know, when Paul had to speak before Agrippa, he's trying to, you know, trying to evangelize the king who was, you know, cross-examining him. He couldn't help it. The world was filled with all these possibilities. So as you do your enterprise, enterprise is not some separate thing. Like, you know, there's a God thing, there's a ministry thing, that's over here, and then there's a making a living, and enterprise, and business, it's over here. No, it's one big world. It's one big mission that God has us on. And enterprise is a part of it. So I hope as we've gone over these seven connections, you can see on the spiritual side how these things, and the church, and small groups, and devotions, and all of that. But it also works with this thing called enterprise.